This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Thanks so much for having me again. The year has just flown.
It seems like it's been ages since I was having a chat to you on the Monday after Electric Picnic last year, where I think the two of us were trying to hold on to our voices. But now here we are again.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. But it just seems like for last year, it just kept going. I've never seen the demand, the interest. Like, I literally have been, it's the first year ever where I've got DMs all year round asking, what do I buy? Where am I going? Whatever. Like, it just seems to be, it's become a monster that just, even the Monday it stops, people start getting ready for next year now. It's insane.
It is insane. Where did you get the grow for Electric Picnic? And how have you become, I guess, you know, an unofficial kind of Electric Picnic spokesperson?
Well, I started going to Electric Picnic, I think it was the third year I went, and I've been going every year since. I'd never been to a music festival before, always a big concert goer, but didn't think I could survive a festival. But I was lucky enough to go with friends who are like festival fanatics, and they're all Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts in a former life because they had it down to a T from day one. And then I joined the Electric Picnic banter page on Facebook, which is the most amazing community if you're going to any festival. Not just Electric Picnic, but like basically the people on there can answer and help with everything. And then I just started doing a few TikToks helping people, and it grew because people genuinely just, they want to be prepared, they want help, they want to know. Especially young people, it's their first time going, they panic, they want to make sure they have everything. So it's sort of exploded the last couple of years. It really has. And a lot of it's down to the banter page and the community on there. Like, it just grows and grows every year. And it's been insane. And yeah, it's the best festival. It is the best festival. There is so much to do. There is so much to see. It grows every year. But when it grows, they seem to add something new and something different. So, like, I haven't fallen out of love with it yet, which I think is a huge testament, because, like, you think going that long, you'd be like, no, it's time to move on. But there's something new every year. There's something different every year. And the last year and this year now, we have our own event on the Thursday night, which is a whole new spin as well. So it's been really interesting. And as I said, it's just, there's so much to do, so many different areas. It's not just about the music, people.
When it comes to this year, we've seen loads of people trying to scramble for last minute tickets. What advice would you have for someone who's on the hunt? I know that you've been given lots of updates on your own TikTok, especially people to try and not get scammed, because we've heard loads of those stories as well.
The scammers are out in force this year. Okay, I would say most specific Electric Picnic groups on Facebook are full of scammers, as in the ticket selling groups are full of scammers. It's just, they seem to be drawn to pages like that. Ticketmaster guys, I know at least five people that have got tickets in the last yesterday on Ticketmaster. But you have to be persistent, you have to keep trying. If you go in the first time, like, you could have to try 10 or 15 times, but there's a couple of tickets seem to be going up every day, and they do it every year. It's sort of the run up, they add a few tickets every day. So I would say keep trying Ticketmaster. If you're not buying it off Ticketmaster, if you're buying it off someone else, make sure you meet the person, make sure they show you the tickets they're transferring to before they transfer them, before you send any money. It should have their name on the tickets. If it doesn't have their name on the tickets, it's not their tickets, so they can transfer them to you.
Oh yes.
And I would do it in person if you can, and basically when they hit transferring the tickets, you hit transferring the money from Revolut or use Trust App. It's your best option because it keeps you safe.
I know that people might have early access tickets, and if they are going down on Thursday, have you got any tips, and what's an ideal time to try and land at?
Well, the gates open at 2. It's insane. It is busy all day Thursday, because I think this year it's 40,000 people that have early entry.
Wow.
So that is half the capacity. Now, I could be wrong, but I think I read that in Leash, one of the Leash newspapers. So around half the people will be there on Thursday this year. So it's going to be busy. My best bet is people just enjoy the queue and make friends in the queues. Like, people get so stressed, how do I avoid the queues? You're not going to avoid the queue Thursday or Friday there. It is going to be busy. Everyone's trying to get in. Just get your gear, bring enough stuff in. Don't be killing yourself dragging it all in. You're there for 4 days. If you're there Thursday, I would recommend bringing in half your gear. Bring in enough, bring your tent, everything you need for that night, and just start the party as early as you can, but not so that you can't find your tent later in the night. But yeah, just, the queues are going to be mad. Get there for about 2 o'clock and just be prepared to queue. And just remember, the campsites will fill up, certain campsites quicker than others. Hendricks, because it's closer to the arena, but there's lots of other campsites, guys, so don't be panicking. There will be lots of space no matter what time of day you get there. A lot of people are asking as well about early entry. Gates close at 12 o'clock Thursday night, but I would recommend being there by 11:30 just to make sure you're true, they have your wristband on and all that before the gates close.
You've been really active on TikTok with loads of great advice. Have you got any, you know, top tip for somebody who's maybe it's their first festival? Have you got any, you know, festival hack for for the first timers who are a little bit apprehensive?
First timers. Well, number one, do not pitch your tent drunk because you will not find it. Number two, everyone like puts air tags or drops a pin. That is the absolute best idea. Drop a pin at your tent so you can find it, because you might leave a campsite where there is 5,000 tents on Friday and you could come back to a campsite where there's 15,000 tents, and certain tents are on sale, so you will have lots of the same tent. Mm-hmm. So it can be hard to find them. Drop a pin, but phones die. You lose phones over the weekend. When you are pitching your tent, look where you are. So say I am pitching my tent at the second crossroads in Hendricks. I can see that food station right across from me, and I can see that tree is right behind me. Just so you have landmarks. I would also say buy some fairy lights or something for your tent at night, because I find one of the things is, especially for first timers, getting back to their tent at night can be a struggle, because they don't realise how packed it gets. They don't realise that every person nearly has the same tent up there. So I would definitely sort of mark your tent to your style, maybe put a butterfly fairy light. So you get them in deals or somewhere for £2. They don't have to be there, but just so you can find your tent at night. And I do think there'll be rain this year, guys, so make sure your tent is waterproof. Get the tents up now and check their work. Check their okay light would be another thing. Yeah. There's no point getting up there and find out you're missing poles or pegs.
Got loads and loads of questions. Of course, we're having a chat to Catherine Ryan from the EP Banter Facebook page. If you've got any questions, fill us in and let us know. 087 1102 107, and we'll be back with more from Catherine in just a couple of seconds. It is the Hub on iRadio. At the minute, we're having a chat all about Electric Picnic. The countdown is on. Catherine Ryan from the EP Banter Facebook page joins me to chat all things Electric Picnic. We've got a couple of questions for you. Now, Anna in Drogheda has asked, I heard you get a reserve spot in campsites if you pre-book. Is this true, or is it just for certain ones, or what's the story?
Okay, Pink Moon have allocated spaces. So if you're staying in any of the Pink Moon campsites, they will have your tent allocated already. Same with Silver Camping, where you have to pitch your own tent. They allocate a spot to the new campsites, I presume, are on about Glitter Ball, Eru, or Poets, Quail Talk, the ones you have to book this year. Yep. I presume that will be a first come, first served basis, because they're not, like in Silver Campsite, it's an allocated spot. I presume it'll be like the old Eco. The earlier you get to these campsites, the better a spot you will get, but you will get a wristband on the gate for that campsite specifically.
Okay.
So, like with general, just get there early if you want a good spot.
Yeah, brilliant. Breen is trying to start her packing this week. She asks, what's the one thing everyone always forgets to pack until it's way too late?
Sunscreen. The weather has been lovely the last couple of years, and no one had sunscreen and everyone got scalded.
Yeah.
And I'd say this year, a proper waterproof jacket, because I have a feeling we're going to get hot and rain. Mm-hmm. And one of my things is people are footwear. Buy yourself a pair of hiking boots if you don't have them now, and break them in this week.
Great.
Because they're comfortable to walk in, and they're also waterproof if it gets rainy, if it's rain and if it's mucky and whatever. 100% get your shoes broken this week, guys. But yeah, sunscreen.
Brilliant.
So many people got scalded last year. Just don't forget it.
Yeah. EP is obviously famous for the music, but also the unexpected stuff. There's comedy, there's art, there's wellness, there's podcasts. Is there a hidden gem at the festival you always recommend people to go and check out?
I always recommend checking out Trailer Park, because if you haven't been down there, the effort people put into the trailers that go in there, like the Daniel O'Donnell trailer has been a huge hit the last couple of years. The pirate ship, if you saw that down there last year, was phenomenal. Like, there's so much. The Arch Trail is brilliant. I love, I'm not a rave in the woods type girl at night, way gone past them years, but I love going to Mother after dark, yet again a phenomenal spot. There's just so much. Minefield is great. Theatre of Food, I'm a chef, so Theatre of Food is phenomenal. And if you get down there, the amount of good, nice food, Irish brands, Irish sorts of drinks and food you get to try for free. It's a great spot, and I don't think enough people know about it. And then you have my lovely ranch, which it teams up with my lovely horse rescue, and they have little dogs and goats and everything down there for the weekend. So if you're feeling if you're feeling a bit vulnerable, go down and get a little hug off a dog or something. It'll get you going again for the day.
Yeah, so. Love that. Have you ever had a proper disaster moment at EP, like your tent flooding or your phone lost, or you woke up in the wrong campsite?
The last year I said in general population, I had a huge tent, and we had it for years. That's one thing I'll say. Buy a proper tent and bring it every year. Stop leaving your tents behind you. Mm-hmm. I had my tent. It was at 8 Electric Picnics, and the last year we brought it, it rained on the Saturday night and we got completely flooded out. But like, I did not realise there was as many holes in my tent as there was that night. All our stuff was destroyed. Clothes were drowned. It was just an absolutely miserable night. But actually, top tip, I always keep a bag of clothes in my car.
Great idea.
So I went out the next morning with all my wet stuff, threw it into the car and swapped it out. Now, if you don't drive, you can't really do that, but it is great if you sort of keep a bag in your car for an emergency for stuff. So I went out and just swapped out all the stuff, so it wasn't that bad. But other than that, I've never lost a phone. I have a little waterproof pouch to get them in any sports shops. Surfers use them, and it's like a lanyard, you wear it around your neck. I keep my phone and everything important in that for the weekend. It has a double seal on it, and you can still use your phone through the plastic on it.
Great idea. Yeah.
So not taking my phone out. I normally only take it out when I'm back at the tent, because everyone knew. But Lost and Found up there are great. So if you lose stuff, guys, they will try their best to get it back to you.
Brilliant. Oh, there's so many amazing tips that you have, and no doubt I'll be talking to you between now and Electric Picnic again. But you've got a new charity, I suppose, event that you're going to be hosting again this year. And I really urge people to go and get on board, because you did phenomenally well last year.
Last year we absolutely smashed the world record with Rock the Boat. We were blown away by how many people turned up. We had to turn away people on the night, which was heartbreaking, because none of us expected a crowd. So this year we are going for Saturday night. We fully expect to beat the record. So far already we have raised 10 grand this year for So Sad Leash, which are an amazing charity, and they don't get enough government funding. So yet again this year we are doing Saturday night world record, so get your dances. If you're not sure what the dance is, you can see me doing it really badly on TikTok. We're doing it again Thursday night in Terminus from 8 to 11 this year. They've given us a bigger slot, and we can't tell people, but Electric Picnic themselves have given us the most amazing prize to give to people on the night.
Amazing.
But we just can't yet. We can't tell people yet, but it is the ultimate Electric Picnic prize, which will be given to two people on the night again this year. So it'd be great if people come down and support us and So Sad Leash again. We would really appreciate it.
Oh, brilliant. Catherine, you're always such a pleasure to have on the show. Get us all excited for Electric Picnic. If people want to follow you on TikTok or follow the EP Banter Facebook page, what are all the details?
Okay, so we're Electric Picnic Banter on Instagram, TikTok and Facebook. Put in EP Banter, you'll find us. And I am Profanity Kate on TikTok. You'll probably, if you're going to Electric Picnic, I'm probably on all your feeds anyway, because people are getting sick of looking at me at this stage. But I'll be gone again. I'll be back in my little box in 2 weeks, guys, for another year or so. Only another 2 weeks of tips and then I'll be back quiet for the year.
Not at all. You're absolutely brilliant, and I'm sure you've helped so many more people than you can imagine with their festival prep. But
and helping charities. So it's a really good gig, and we're very grateful that we get a chance to do it. So thank you very much, Louise.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.